In Liberia, our elections have been held in a free, fair, and transparent manner. All of the tally sheets that are being tabulated by the National Elections Commission as co-signed by the Bureau of Party agents, including the United Party agents. So this new noise and this new panic that is being spread by the United Party is just because they are seeing from the result that they are losing, and therefore they have no recourse but to try to accuse the president when he's away from the tallying process. The president voted and has since left the voting area. He has not gone near any tally center. He has not engaged himself in any activity. The way our elections are run, you vote, the votes are counted, the party agents sign, and then those votes are tallied at a central place that you have representatives of all the political parties. So they should have the burden of showing what's the base of all of these accusations that they are making and trying to spread fear and panic and to beat drums of war in our country. The president has a responsibility to ensure that our country is peaceful, and I can tell you that he will keep that responsibility.
One of the things he cited is that there are constant government officials showing up at polling centers or results counting centers, in a way intimidating the election officials.
That is another mischievous lie, because we have to understand what the process is. Every political party is given access by the National Elections Commission. All of our agents, whether they are officials of government or not, all members of the CDC who have been accredited by the National Elections Commission have a right, and they are the ones who have been participating to represent the CDC at the tally centers. How is that intimidation? Most of those who are representing the UP are all former officials of government. You don't expect us to invent new human beings. So yes, all of those who are representing the CDP at the tally centers are accredited by the National Elections Commission. And that is how the process should be, and this is how the process is. How does that constitute intimidation? Again, the onus is upon these people to say that.